Welcome to the ISSA blog. For more fitness-related content, be sure to visit issaonline.com/blog, where we publish articles daily.
How to relieve tight muscles in the neck and shoulders. As trainers, we hear clients talk about their tensions and tight muscles in the neck and shoulders. Because we're professionals, we should know what might be causing this and how to fix it. Several things can lead to tight muscles in the neck and shoulders, which are widespread in today's culture. These dysfunctions often result in pain, sleep loss, weakness, inability to do daily tasks, and overall decrease in quality of life. Luckily, it's easily manageable if you retrain and correct what's going on. Let's look at what causes tight neck and shoulder muscles, how it affects quality of life, and how you can help clients asking about it. It usually starts in the thoracic spine, which can be a result of poor posture or irritation on the back and shoulder muscles like strain or spasms. What does upper back dysfunction look like? Clients who have upper back dysfunction usually show any of the following symptoms: mid-back pain, shoulder pain, neck stiffness, headaches, pain, numbness, or tingling radiating into the arms, muscle spasms or knots, poor posture, shoulder or arm weakness, loss of sleep, poor performance, and decreased quality of life. As you can see, it takes clients away from their everyday lives and makes simple tasks seem difficult. Clients with these symptoms will usually try their own stretches, maybe change their workouts, take medications, or receive medical treatment, which doesn't always address the core problem. All of these solutions can lead to, in extreme cases, chronic pain, drug dependency, surgery, or depression. What causes upper back dysfunction? Upper back problems can result from lack of education or awareness on correct posture, a sedentary lifestyle, occupational demands, joint stiffness, decreased conditioning, muscle weakness, poor core stability, or poor ergonomic workstations. The problems you should prioritize are poor posture, prior injuries, and poor technique. Let's talk poor posture. Today's culture crumbles good posture from things such as hunching at a desk job for 5 to 6 days a week, mobile phone use and reading, carrying heavy or asymmetrical items, using a computer mouse, or technological convenience like online shopping and online food delivery. Most people aren't aware of their body when doing these activities, which puts them in an uncomfortable position for extended periods of time without a break. This, in turn, strains the muscles and tendons of the upper body. And over time, this will cause muscles and vertebrae to become fixated and restricted, resulting in uncomfortable muscle tension. These simple yet repeated actions are significant contributing factors to upper back problems. Let's talk prior injuries. Prior injuries can also cause tight muscles in the neck and shoulders. Even injuries 10 or more years old can amplify current problems. Upper back discomfort can intensify from untreated trauma to the vertebrae, discs, muscles, ligaments, nerves, and other soft tissues. Regardless of whether an injury was from a car accident or an athletic sport, the body responds the same way. Muscles get strained and vertebrae become restricted, and you wind up with upper back and neck problems. Now, let's talk about poor technique. This isn't just during training. Poor technique can happen during any motion you perform each day. This includes lifting kids, getting in and out of the car, putting things away, and any other total body functional movement. Day-to-day activities like these, with even the slightest bit of bad form, can put strain on the shoulders and neck. Pain from improper movement develops over time based on the continued muscle memory of your upper body. The combined effect of all three. Interestingly, all three of these tend to go hand in hand. Injuries can happen from poor technique that develops from poor form. Or in reverse, injuries can cause poor technique and result in regular or bad posture. If you're unaware that you're moving incorrectly, then you're at risk for injury. These factors and others can cause us to compensate when we move, leading to excessive movement in areas like the lower neck and shoulder girdle. Further, it can cause tension in the muscles of the rhomboids, scapular stabilizers, rotator cuff, and neck musculature. This can snowball into more aggressive injuries like degeneration, arthritis, herniated discs, spinal misalignments, bursitis, and rotator cuff tears. How to manage upper back dysfunction. Retraining the body is crucial so the condition doesn't worsen. This can reduce nerve tension and joint stress. The goal is to have proper movements ingrained into muscle memory to keep good posture. Corrective training in the form of exercise prescription is important for the recovery process. The exercises here can be part of a daily program. Each exercise has a different level of difficulty and progresses to become more complex as the list goes on. You can share the instructions for these exercises with your clients at the end of this article. Can openers. When there's less flexibility in the upper torso, there will be excessive and destructive movement in the neck, shoulders, and lower back. This adds stress and opens the door to injuries. To help this, start your clients with the can opener exercise. To perform a can opener, lie on one side on the floor. Extend your bottom arm out to the side, resting it on the ground. Bend the top knee and hip to 90 degrees and let the inside of the knee touch the floor. Keep the knee against the floor during the exercise. Take your top arm and touch it to your bottom arm. Take the top arm and rotate the other direction toward the opposite side of the body. Turn your head and eyes to look where you're going as your arm is moving. Keep the knee touching the floor the entire time as you repeat the motion. Breathe naturally. Perform 1 to 2 sets of 10 to 12 repetitions on each side. Egyptian turns. Egyptian turns help improve flexibility in the cervical spine from sitting or poor posture. The exercise aims to correct excessive and destructive movement in the neck, shoulders, and lower back. To perform this exercise, lie supine on the floor, on your back. Have one arm extended out to your side and then bent upwards at 90 degrees. Keep the other arm down by the side. Squeeze both the raised arm as well as the opposite arm into the floor. Turn head and eyes to the direction of the raised arm. Breathe naturally. Perform 1 to 2 sets of 10 to 12 repetitions every day on both sides. Single leg glute bridges. It's common for people who don't activate their core and hips enough to compensate and add stress to their upper back. Therefore, you should have clients perform double and single leg glute bridges. Incorporate this hip exercise with the following reminders. Lie flat on the floor. Bend both knees, keeping the feet on the ground. Lift one leg off the floor. Pressing through the foot on the floor, lift the hips. Don't squeeze your face, neck, or upper back. Relax. Use natural and comfortable breathing. Perform 1 to 2 sets of 10 to 12 repetitions every day on both sides. Side planks. Decreased stability in the lateral core and shoulder girdle can contribute to dysfunction. Therefore, side planks are a great add into a client's program to relieve tight muscles in the neck and shoulders. Follow these recommendations. Lie on your side, propping yourself up on one elbow. Keep the feet flexed. Head and eyes look directly forward. Keep hips neutral at all times with a straight line between your knee and your ear. Raise the hips off the floor and breathe naturally. Perform the exercise in a repetitive manner, holding 2 to 4 seconds and repeating 10 times. As endurance builds, hold the upward movement longer and decrease the repetitions. Progress to the next level. Bent knee, straight leg, and then elevated top leg. All exercises will take a few days before your client notices a difference. Corrective exercise prescriptions and strength training work hand in hand to realign the body and reduce dysfunction. When the body is misaligned, there's a lack of muscle strength because the muscles don't contract properly. This leaves clients with unequal strength, which should be realigned to reduce the chances of injury. Combining these exercises in a total program will give your clients more flexibility, strength, and confidence in their new fitness levels. If you want to learn more about correcting movement dysfunctions and muscle imbalances, check out the ISSA's Corrective Exercise course.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this content, feel free to check out our other fitness-related articles at issaonline.com/blog.